Jeremy E. and Chrissy L. Maddox. The applicants seek a variance from the lot area requirement for an existing lot, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Sunnyside Road, approximately 1,730 feet west of Sharps Mill Road. The 911 address is 10525 Sunnyside Road, Bridgeville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map number is District 430, map 15, parcel 1.05. And staff note that the applicant is requesting a variance of 0.04 acre. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am. Mr. Sharp will swear you in. Right there at the bottom.
Found it.
There you go.
Thank you. My name is Pam Rust. We are the Maddox's neighbors that are, we are jointly seeking the variance. I live at 10515 Sunnyside Road in Bridgeville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Indeed.
Thank you.
We purchased our house. I'm going to give you a little bit of background, what led up to all of this. We purchased our house back in 2007 with the driveway intact. We had not done anything additional to it, only to be informed when the Maddoxes were buying the lot that our driveway encroached on the property. So Maddoxes are friends of ours, so we sought some type of relief. We were told at one time we could just buy that little strip of property. So we did draw up a legal agreement that enabled them to go to settlement and build their home and paid the money accordingly. Since that time, we have been informed that that is not satisfactory. So we are here today to seek the variance. I believe you all can see the property and all. You can see where my driveway is. Let's see. I'm trying to see which direction we're looking here. So that's theirs. That's, I am confused.
You can go up there and point if you need to.
None of these look like our backyard.
The staff note the imagery is a little outdated, so
okay,
it may be from a few years ago.
Okay, so this is fine. Okay, the one with the 168, yes. So when we purchased the property, the driveway was already in place. We purchased it from a major builder. So since that time, you know, I've gone back to the original attorney who informed us that it was conjoined property. So at this point, we have no other alternative. We don't want to tear up the driveway. They don't want us to tear up the driveway because there's no way we can get into the garage, clearly. We weren't even aware that that there was an issue until the Maddoxes were purchasing back in 2021 when the current owner of the lot appeared in our driveway with a letter from his attorney stating, we had to tear up the driveway, here's who will do it for you, et cetera, et cetera. You can imagine how upsetting that was. We attempted to make an arrangement with him to no avail. So in order to get the Maddoxes their home built and get the property into the other hands and everything, we went ahead and did the agreement. And like I said, now, since we cannot do that, we are asking for the variance. Now, our property line does not encroach wholly on that driveway. I don't know, I think in your package you have a copy of the survey, perhaps, and you can see the difference from one to the other. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to read all this stuff to you while you've read it. you can see it was the corner there. And since that time, of course, we have plantings and everything. So we would like to move it over. We would be going from a lot of 0.75 to 0.71 for the Maddoxes. They are in full agreement of that. Looking from the front back, I did take pictures. It's a very minimal amount. It doesn't do anything to the front of the property. That stays the same. It just comes out just a little bit to afford us the opportunity to use everything as it's currently intact. And that's what we're here for today. I mean, it's cut and dry, I guess, in that sense. We just want that little strip. It's not going to change the look of anybody's property. You really won't even notice it. I mean, for years, we were cutting the grass, going in a straight shot instead of angling. So to our knowledge, nobody has a problem with it, and they thought it was ours all along. So that's what we're here for, and they agree that, you know, we should be granted that variance.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Questions from the board?
Do you have a detached garage?
No, it is attached.
Okay. We got a picture in here from the Map Explorer that shows...
Now, I do have an additional detached way in the back, yes.
That's what I'm asking about.
Yes, that one, yes.
So you do have a detached garage?
I do, yes, in addition to the attached.
So the driveway was there when you purchased the property?
That is correct.
But then did you extend the driveway to get to that?
We did extend it slightly. And again, it was, we thought we were on our property. And moving it over a little bit would account for the amount that we were encroaching when we purchased the property and also when we built the other garage.
Do you have a survey showing where that detached garage is on your property?
I should.
If you have it, I'd like you to submit it to the record so I can see it.
The only survey that I have shows both, and I think it's in your packet if I'm not mistaken. The surveyor said they sent it. No, it does not show it when they did it.
Okay. Do you know how far...
No.
Do you happen to know how far your detached garage is from your current property line?
I want to say it was from the current property line. I do not. I do not.
I would have to assume then, too, that since you extended the driveway, it probably now extends onto your neighbor's property more.
It does a little bit more, but not much, because we went straight with the line of plantings, and we knew, and we did have after the fact, somebody, it's like 4 feet. It's like 4 feet.
It was, before he extended it, it was 4.5 feet, according to the survey, so it probably is a little bit beyond that now.
It's beyond that.
Would you agree it's a little beyond?
It's not much, though.
Okay.
Because what we did, we catty-cornered the garage, and we don't use that one for vehicles.
Did you know that you were all, your driveway was onto their property when you extended it, or was that discovered later?
I had no idea.
Okay.
Nobody has ever said a word all these years until then.
Was it discovered when the neighbor went to buy their property? Is that how it was discovered?
It was discovered when they were making their purchase.
Okay, so when they were making their purchase, you had already extended the driveway, built the garage.
Correct.
Okay, that's all I have for now.
Yeah.
This extended, or the garage, detached garage.
Mm-hmm.
What's, how big is it? How
wide
is it?
It's 24 by 24.
And I'm trying to understand this, that, how far would it be from... So it's obviously over the line, the property line.
It's not over the property line. It's just the driveway portion is over the property line because I put it way in. We thought we were 15 feet. We thought we had 15 feet. We thought we had 15 feet there.
Because
if you look at that picture on Connect Explorer,
let me see if I have a photograph.
And that's where I knew you were going with that. So I'm trying to figure out. It would be nice to see that, the after the survey. I agree, but I know where you're going.
Anyway, let's see what this is. No, that's what we got there. I took a picture of where it is now, but I don't have a survey. Because we went off the, I had just refinanced the house, and we went with that survey that was provided at that time. So it was with the original survey. I had refinanced 2 times and never came up to get a new survey. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, could I add something to that? For a structure that's 24 by 24, it's less than 600 square feet, so it could, a detached structure like that would be permitted to only be 5 feet from a property line.
Thank you.
Distance.
Where it's separated, where it's going to be reached.
Mr. Williamson, is your mic on? Can you restate everything you just said?
I can't remember. Now I got it. I think what Mr. Werfel was getting at is where these new lines are going to be, where does that detached garage meet as far as where your new line is established?
May I present a picture? But I don't, I mean, it's visually, you can see where the new survey lot marker is and the old survey marker.
Yes, you can present that.
I pulled it up on Google Earth, too. It looks like the building is pretty far into the property.
It is.
Yeah.
I had a really hard time getting it situated, and that's why I angled it.
I'm so not used to formal proceedings, so bear with me. I'm a nervous wreck.
I am too, and I'm not either, so don't worry.
Oh dear.
You're fine.
But we tried to put it back as far as we could to allow for space to get in and out of, and instead of putting it straight as you face it, I angled it and then brought the drive out. So it's not really a true driveway right there. You know, just thinking it got this full, let me show you pictures.
Ma'am, if you show us pictures on your iPad, we have to keep it. So
no,
you probably don't want to do
this.
That.
Believe me, you don't want all the stuff that comes through here.
Yeah, you don't want, we can't accept that. Can we, Mr. Sharp?
Can you? I mean,
no.
I didn't have any way of getting a picture to you.
No, maybe that.
We have to keep your device, so we probably
okay.
Can't.
We have this right here.
Oh, that's perfect.
Which is an eagle view, which I think is what Mr. Hastings was referencing
mm-hmm.
in his comment to you earlier. Eagle View is
that's,
one of the programs the county uses, and it's a little enhanced view of properties now.
So you can see on this, we've always, including now, I mean, we thought it just went, it paralleled the driveway, the original driveway, which came out to here. So that was already encroaching 4.5 inches, so it's probably closer to about here now, the backside, because they told us that these trees were person wanted me to dig up the driveway, complete thing. He told me both trees were okay here. So it went back from, like, just barely made it when it came down. And then these plantings here, they were fine, and it went out. So it kind of angled in. And then it's all field, of course. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was loud enough. So you can see where it came, and these were okay right here. So it just started bearing off this direction. But the trees back here were on our property. It's real tight. Thank you.
So, Mr. Sharp, if this is going to be done and this new line is to be created, wouldn't we need to make sure that there are no more variances needed, even though it is a new line that might be created by the garage?
Well, there's no variance that's been applied for in this case regarding any structures. It's simply from a lot area requirement. Because the lot that the neighbor has, which is Mr. Maddox, so I don't know if that's the gentleman back there or not. But,
no, it's not.
But we have a variance for their property because it is now smaller than the required 3/4 acre by 1/4 of 100.
Ma'am, the survey from Miller and Lewis was done on December 1 of 22?
Yes, sir.
Do you know why the detached garage is not on the survey?
On the 2022? I do not. I do not. 2022, I don't know if that's the one I ordered or the gentleman that owned the property. Let me see.
I'm speaking to the one that's in our packet.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's this one. I do not know. It looks to me like they utilized the old survey, which is the one showing the back part, even to the house being encroached upon, no plantings, etc. And they had actually done the survey, let me find it, one of the original surveys.
Okay.
But I don't know that I have that.
But we don't have a survey that represents your detached garage?
No. And I had asked them to survey both properties there.
Ma'am, how long do you think it would take you to get a survey that shows the detached garage?
I have no idea. It depends on how busy they are. You know, maybe a couple weeks.
Okay.
I just want to clarify, Mr. and Mrs. Maddox are the applicant. Did they ask you to represent them tonight?
They did. Okay. Christy unfortunately had to work this evening, and Jeremy's with both children who had ball games.
Okay.
Like I said, we're friends. Yeah, and we're struggling with this. I'll be honest with you. We want to abide by rules. I mean, we were informed one time that we could just do a lot line adjustment, which we attempted to do. And before they settled, I have this document where I paid them money to have that done immediately after settlement so that they could get in their home. And then we were told we could not do that.
I'm just looking at the picture. Mm-hmm. I'm just estimating. It looks like your driveway now extends about 5 to 6 feet into their property.
And that could be.
Do you think that sounds accurate to you?
I do.
It was 4.5 feet before you extended it.
Let me now it's see a little what bit he more. Said in here the amount is for the reset. I don't know if they put this down.
I guess here's a question that I have, maybe that might, mm-hmm. I think I know where Mr. Werfel's going on this. The survey that we have that shows the side-by-side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And when I look at the 2006 survey that you've presented to us, it looks to me like where they're showing the driveway at on the 2022 survey is basically the same as it was showing in 2006.
Yes.
But your testimony has been that you extended that driveway even further.
We did extend it. Now let me show you the survey I was given when we settled on the property because it did not show the driveway.
Okay. And the reason I ask that
mm-hmm.
is because one of the concerns that I would have, and I suspect the board may have the same concerns, is that the driveway doesn't follow that line and the other parts of that driveway may also encroach.
I would not disagree with you now.
Okay. Well, that could be an issue for both the applicant and for you. If the idea was to resolve encroachments, which is what kind of the application seemed to be, that
right.
there's a driveway encroachment, we want to adjust the line to make sure they're correct.
Right.
But if the lot line adjustment plan only corrects the old driveway and not the new driveway, and the new driveway goes over, you've got an
in order issue. To correct the new driveway, the old driveway, the new driveway would fall in line with that.
Okay, so the yes. thought is that where this line is, the new driveway isn't going to go any further.
It's not going to encroach.
Okay, so that would explain mm-mm. why that line was done straight back and not done here and then waggled over to perhaps make it so each lot had 3/4 right. of an acre.
And the original survey that we were given when we bought the house did not even have the driveway on it. So when the driveway was put down prior to our settlement, I'm assuming, and I've never bought a new house before,
the county
didn't show it.
You know, when it comes to driveways, they're not considered structures that we look at setbacks and whatnot on. Whereas when a builder does a building for they get their own, they're going to have to come to the county to make sure that they've met their setback requirements, and that's a structure, whereas the driveways are not.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets into more of a neighbor issue than a county issue, and I suspect your builder is probably looking more at the county level than the neighbor issue.
Okay.
So not uncommon that we have that we get surveys that don't show driveway.
Okay. Because had we known that we're selling on a home and it showed that, because we didn't find out for years later, then we probably wouldn't have gone with that particular.
Did you get a permit for the garage, the detached garage that you got back there?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And it was CO'd?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
So ma'am, the, you've indicated or testified that you bought, lack of a better term, a sliver of property. Was that ever recorded?
I don't know, because Chrissy had the original one. I do have the agreement with me. I don't know if it was recorded, because Chrissy had the original. It was June 1st, 2021.
Council, I mean, does do we have her real property line?
That gets into a title question. I mean, that would be going in a title search and seeing what's not there. I don't know what's in the record here. I know that typically when there's a lot line adjustment, what happens is someone gets a site plan, they take that to the planning zoning department for them to stamp it, and then usually that gets recorded with whatever the lot line agreement is, or if there's a deed. It seems to me like maybe they've got the first part of that. I don't know the second part. And even the first part, my guess is it came to the county. County looked at it and said, whoa, we got an issue with the lot size, you need a variance. So before they could stamp it, the board would have to approve the variance request.
Could I provide some context here?
Please.
So the proposal was presented. I actually was the member of the Planning and Zoning Department who spoke with Ms. Rust when she brought her concerns to our office. So after discussion, a general alternative was proposed that she could look into a lot line adjustment and pivot the line. And it was presumed that both lots could maintain 0.75 acres, and then it was found later that after the survey was done that it could not, and that prevented our office from approving and recording the survey.
Mr. Phillips, may I ask you a question? Sunnyside Meadows, was that also including the property behind the homes?
I don't believe so. I think these were strip lots that front to the road, so I don't think that it's just these lots here. Just one moment.
The question has come up, Chrissy brought it to my attention, that this is called obviously a subdivision, but there is a access road next to her home and then further down past her home. And we were always told by the previous owner, as he has recently sold the property, that that was for the rest of the subdivision in the back. And that the state had dictated, you know, how wide that road should be, et cetera.
I have no knowledge of the background regarding that 50-foot access strip here. Sometimes that's used for agricultural access, but I cannot speak to that.
Okay, thank you.
There's a designation on the survey for a 50-foot wide ingress egress next to the Maddox property.
Right.
Looks like that's for agriculture equipment.
Yeah. Ma'am, I give you my opinion. I think your efforts are noble in terms of what you're trying to do with the Maddoxes. I think that's, you're trying to make, correct something. I think that's a good thing to do. I think it's hard. I'd be a lot more comfortable if I knew where your detached garage was in relationship to your property line. Which gets me into that second question about where is your property line? And I don't think I can answer question one in my head without knowing the answer to question two.
So if I'm understanding correctly, we need a second survey.
I, I think we're going to, I think the chair will ask for a recommendation about how to proceed from here. I don't know, you know, what direction that would go. But I did want to make the comment that I think you're trying to do the right thing here. I think there's an absence of information to make an informed decision. I'm speaking as one person.
Understood.
Not as the board.
I agree with you, Dr. Carson. A current survey with everything on it, as shown in that picture, would be a big help.
I don't know which way this will go.
We're not done yet.
So I'm going to be a dummy here. What's my next step after I get the survey?
We'll get to that. We'll get there. So don't worry. Mr. Sharp, anything from you?
I'm the further. Thank you.
Ma'am, you may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12829 for Jeremy and Chrissy Maddox?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12829 for Jeremy and Chrissy Maddox and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we table case number 12829 and pending receipt from the county of an updated survey reflecting the correct property line and placement of exterior structures associated with lot 5 Sunny Side Acres, if that's the development.
Dr. Carson, it might be best to leave the record open rather than table so that we get the survey.
Great. Thank you.
And I guess the question, if you were to do that, would be how long to leave it open for the submission of that survey?
And ma'am, you've already been asked how long.
I would say 6 weeks.
I would say at least 6 weeks from what we experience as staff in the department. Sometimes I'm hearing like 3 months.
Okay. Well, using that just as 6 weeks would put us to the beginning of July. Our first meeting in July is July the 10th. So that would, if perhaps the applicant could have that sometime the week prior. I know that's a holiday week, so maybe by like July the 5th, so that it could be included in the packet for the hearing on the 10th. And you could leave it open for the receipt of that survey and any questions or comments as to that survey only.
Do we think that's enough time or does it need to be longer? I don't know the answer to that question.
There's no way to know. We in the department here have up to 3 months for surveys, so.
I just don't want to put the applicant in a situation where, you know, her date comes up for a hearing and she doesn't have it done yet. She has it done earlier, then that's great.
If it's going to be done, I'd rather be safe than sorry as far as getting the survey in and having it facilitated back. So if we
said July 17th or sooner,
I think that would work.
Okay.
Then I would make that my motion, leaving the hearing open for the sole purpose of receipt of the survey with the intention of making a decision regarding the case either on July 17th or sooner with appropriate time for the board to receive its information from the new survey.
I don't know that we would put sooner just because anybody from the public would want to know when it would come up, so perhaps
July 17th.
There we go. Have it on the agenda for that night.
Thank you.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, ma'am. Your case is left open until July 17th. And if you could just come a few days before and provide us with a current survey. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nay?